Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Let me know if you can hear me, okay? Okay, thank you. That's great. Thank you, Ashley. All righty. Welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries, okay? Presents Purpose Gospel Radio, and I'm your pastor, Dr. Pastor Ken. Okay. I've got a question here from John Connor. He says, I want to talk about how you have abandoned so many of your original listeners. I haven't abandoned anybody. I've had listeners abandon me. Okay, so there we go. Okay. I hope that answers your question. Okay. Anyway, let's start out with a prayer. Okay. Dear Father in heaven, we are your children, and we look to you and to your help in every turn of our lives. Lord, remember us, especially when we want to serve you, Lord. Stay with us with your spirit so that everything may work out to further your kingdom and the victory of Jesus Christ, which is to be proclaimed on earth, Lord. Through his victory, all people shall find him in their Savior, and they look to you, our Father in heaven, Lord. Yes, Father in heaven, have mercy on the world, on many of who are unfortunate and who suffer from the widespread evil around them. Remember them. Have mercy on us through the strong and mighty Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. All righty. Let's play some music here. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Take your dreams, cheat your heart, move on. Make a name, world, and the world. Just all empty world, you sell an empty dream. Got lost in the lies of yourself too. Make a name, world, and the world. Jesus is the only way to remember.
Bye. Just smile, Thank you. Faithful friend.
Enjoying the music. Okay. Alrighty. Well, we're going to get into the message before we do anything. Okay. Okay, so here's the message. Okay. It's called Living from the Heart. So often we view God as an enforcer of religious rules. We see the commands of Scripture as a list to do's rather than a path leading to the abundant life. But those perceptions aren't the truth of Scripture. Those beliefs are founded on misguided notions of God's character. God is after the heart. More than he wants us to do right, he wants us to see him rightly. He wants going to church, reading the Bible, worshiping, serving the poor, and living righteously to come from a heart filled with a true revelation of his love and kindness. So may your heart be holy God's this week. Okay? God has formed us to be creatures of the heart. He's made us to live from a place of communion with him, an eternal relationship with our hearts deeply connected. And in response to communion you have with God, you can choose to live from your heart. You can choose with confidence to think, feel, and act and believe not just what's logical, but what God's Spirit is speaking to you. Oftentimes, we disclose our hearts as if they are unfounded and fickle. We stop paying attention to our emotions because we doubt their validity and value. But God formed you with emotions, and it's oftentimes your emotions that best reveal your beliefs. You don't feel stress, worry, doubt, or anger without cause, and you don't experience joy, peace, passion, and purpose for no reason. Your heart is a window to your beliefs. It reveals where you place your trust and hope. It reveals what truly matters to you. Psalm 62, verse 8 says, "Trust in him at all times. O people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." So God longs to hear your heart. He longs for you to so trust him that you honestly and truthfully assess your heart and pour it out before him. He cares about the way you feel. He's not all right with you going through life stressed, angry, doubtful, worried, unconfident. He wants your heart to be filled with fruit of communion with him that you might live in an expressive, passionate, and satisfied life. Acknowledging your emotions isn't weakness. Rather, it's a sign of confidence and security that you can take an honest look at your life and assess how you're doing. Living from the heart is a crucial aspect to an authentic, abundant Christianity. God doesn't want robots. He doesn't just want to influence our minds, just make us work for him. He wants all of us. He wants your mind to be renewed and your hands to be set to good work from a place of wonderful, life-giving communion with him. So take time as you enter into guided prayer to value your heart. Assess how you've been feeling. Pour out your heart to your loving, patient, and understanding Heavenly Father. And go out today in confidence that you might live openly, receptively, and passionately. So first, meditate on the importance of living from the heart. Second, assess how you've been feeling. What's been bringing your life? What's been causing you stress, anger, or frustration? What do your emotions tell you? So pour out your heart to God on paper. Ask the Holy Spirit for revelation about anything you don't understand. Write down his response. Oftentimes, if we will begin our quiet time by assessing our emotions, we will be able to go deeper with God quicker. God longs for our time spent with him to be open, vulnerable, and honest. He longs to help us with those things that are truly robbing us of an abundant life. And because emotions are often windows into our beliefs, they are a great way to assess where we need a fresh revelation of what's true. So may your life be filled with the fruit of the Spirit today as you choose to live from the heart. I highly suggest that you read Psalms 62, chapter 62, and it'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Okay, well, this brings us to the question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, Are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, not knowing where to go? Okay. Which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in life, or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety, or maybe you suffer from something worse, as an addiction to alcohol and drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating, whatever your issues may be. See, the Lord wants to take them away, but in order to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus tonight? If so, simply pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and give me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at Guys Rainbow Ministries, okay, want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he constantly keep you highly favored, okay? Right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all the angels in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So won't you let us rejoice with them? And you can do so by calling in at area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. All righty. Okay. 111.
And how's it going?
All right, how's it going? Who am I asking is calling?
This is Randy.
Hey, Randy, what's up?
Hey, let me just say, first of all, Merry Christmas to you and Tony F.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah. Okay. We have to have a coming to Jesus moment right now, and I'm sure for our listening in, so hopefully he can talk some sense to you as well. You know, what's happening, I want to talk to you about this, is that, and it's going to happen right now, it's going to happen any minute right now, you're going to have Joseph Gibson jump on the line, and his crazy-ass people are going to start talking politics and goddamn nonsense, and they're going to take over your show, and you're going to do what you did last time, which is cut me off and turn your back to all the people that have been listening to you for years. And so all we're trying to do is to you know, I want to help you out. I've learned a lot about Joe Gibson. I don't know if you – did you know that he was actually a rat in prison? I mean, you've been to prison before, right?
Yeah, I've been in prison.
And you know that there's nothing worse than there's a child molester and then there's a rat, right? A schoolyard or a prison yard rat. Did you know that he was a rat?
I heard such things.
I want to show you something because I want you to know this. I'm going to send it to you on a private message. This is the actual document. Look at the link, uscourts.gov. That is the evidence that he's a goddamn punk rat, and you shouldn't have a guy like that on here, especially if you've been, you know, to prison. You know how that is. He was a rat, and now he's trying to come on your show and infect us with his ratness and take over your show. And I want your show to – and this is not a joke. I want you to look at that. You could look at the docket number and everything. Have what's the name do it, but if you could, I want, you know, I would like it if you could just stick to the religious portion of it. So that being said, I'd like to ask you about Jesus and why we celebrate Christmas, which is like the death of Jesus. Why wouldn't we celebrate his life?
Well, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Okay, at Christmas. Okay, even though he wasn't born on December 25th. Okay, it's the date that the Roman Catholic Church gave him. Okay, as to be the birthday of Jesus. Okay. So we're not really celebrating his death. We're celebrating his birth. Okay. And
but isn't so, aren't we talking? Don't we sell? Then why do we carry around like the cross? Because isn't the cross showing? I mean, isn't the cross about how he was, you know, crucified?
Well, we carry the cross because it's like a right to bear arms, okay. We carry the cross with us, okay, so that way we know, okay, Jesus Christ lived and died for us, okay. All right, so that's basically it.
Okay, I have a couple more questions, if that's okay. First and foremost, one of the things, I was listening to the sermon that you were reading, beautiful sermon. Was that off of straight15.org?
Was that off of what? 15.org.
Off of first.
Yeah, it was off of first 15. Yeah.
Oh, because I started, we were in a chat room and people started going nuts over it. They're like, well, what the hell is that? He's just stealing it. And I heard, I'm not trying to, I'm just saying that you might get in trouble for plagiarizing him.
I always give credit where credit's due.
Oh, okay. And then one other thing is, how could you be friends with a gentleman like Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, who's, a self-admitted chomo? Although I have to admit, he has repented, and he is no longer diddling children. But I feel like as if, that's kind of that's something that you've been cool with, along with Jason. That's just a couple issues that I have, and I'm not trying to bust your balls, Ken. I really want to talk
about
this. Well,
serious. Jason's first of all is not a pedophile. Okay, he's not a pedophile. All right. Now, Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, okay, he's also a pastor now, okay? And he's admitted to his wrongdoings, okay?
Yeah.
He's repented, okay? And he's living a better life now. So, okay,
you can't
condemn somebody for their past. Okay, you have to see what they're doing now.
Well, speaking of doing now, this is, and again, I don't want you to get upset with me or think that this is me joking. Okay, I'm not trying to joke or mess around. There's a poster going around, a flyer in San Antonio, because I actually live in San Antonio, and it's. I don't know how to say this, but it says that it has your address and everything, and it's offering free blowjobs to the homeless. And I'm not making this up. This is not a joke. This is a legitimate question. Are you offering, or somebody in the house, maybe that 61-year-old man, I don't know, are they really offering blowjobs to the homeless in San Antonio?
No. No.
Who started that?
I have no earthly idea.
Okay. All right. And I hope we can keep this very, because it's, where it's at. I saw it because I live in San Antonio, and it's at the Haven for Hope shelter. I'm sorry. And there's a flyer there, and that's where I saw it. And it's disturbing. So I don't know what's going on, if people are playing games, but, You know, I'd be careful people don't end up knocking on your door or whatnot. So.
Yeah, well, that's what 411 is for.
411 to find out, get more information.
911.
Okay.
911.
Are there any other callers? Do you mind if I listen in with you and maybe?
Yeah, there is some callers.
Okay.
Yeah, there is some. Okay. Let me bring
Thank
on the next
can.
Caller.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Next caller.
Oh, my God.
Next caller. Okay. He hung up. All right.
Oh.
Well, I guess that's it for callers. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. That was it?
Yep.
Just crank callers. That's unfortunate. You know, Jason and Joseph Gibson were, I don't know, I know you cut out so you could start the show, but just probably about 15 minutes ago, 10 or 15 minutes ago, they started discussing you and talking a little negatively about you. Again, that's why it bothers me so much that you have Joe Gibson on the show. Doesn't that bother you? Don't you hold kind of a grudge against somebody that talks such hate about you? You know, he's being so hateful and vindictive. I think, to be honest, he's jealous of your show.
Well, I mean, no, I don't feel, you know, I don't feel hate for anybody. Okay. So, you know, I mean, if he's jealous of my show, he's jealous of my show. I mean, what can I say? I don't feel he's jealous of my show because he's got a show of his own. And I tuned in, you know, to listen to his show for about, 40 minutes and see what it was about. But it was about the same old stuff, okay?
Yeah, just they have those black guys on there, and they just talk a bunch of crazy nonsense about the white man. It just gets what's his name all riled up. Jesco.
Jason?
White. He's always right.
Oh, gets Jesco White all riled up?
Yeah, he gets him riled up, and we can't have that.
Okay.
So no more people have called in, huh? They've kind of abandoned.
Johnny
Jesco.
Longfeather just called in. Let me bring on Johnny.
Oh, no, he's echoing.
No, it's not on my side.
Okay. Is he still on the line?
No, he cut out.
Oh, no.
Oh, let me bring on Jessica. Let me bring on Jessica. Okay.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
All right. How are you all doing?
Oh, we're doing all right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. So, hey, Jessica,
yeah.
What did you think about
second.
Those?
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to mute myself, and then I'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This show is starting off shockingly bad, Ken. Where's Mad Mark? I mean, he needs to be running the show. It's been going
I don't
so
know.
Smooth.
He didn't show up. He didn't show up tonight. It's Christmas, so he's probably with his family.
Yeah, but what comes first? You know, your family or the show? I would say the show comes first. I mean, my family's all out here. They're all around the tree singing songs and eating deviled eggs. And, you know, I told them, you know, go fuck yourselves. I'm going to sit here and not have to listen to the show because I'm such a dedicated listener. I literally told my mother, my cousins, my children, I told them, I looked them straight in the eye and I said, fuck you. I'm listening to the show.
Don't cuss.
Well, yeah. I just cussed at them. I'm not cussing at you. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to cuss
you.
At
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I just.
Well, we got some more callers. Let's just press the one key. Let me bring them on and see what they got to say. Okay.
What?
111. You're on. Okay, they hung up. 111. You're on the air.
Shalom, Kenny. How you doing, brother?
All right, DC2. How you doing tonight? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, brother. I just want to say that I think it's very admirable that Randy is such a devoted listener. He is a very devoted listener to your show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, that's very, I mean, that is a very, a wonderful quality to always put the Lord number one.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So how was your Christmas, Kenny? Was it wonderful?
Yeah, we made tamales and we made 6 dozen tamales for Christmas. It was really good. I got some presents. Yeah, it was good.
It was good, brother. I just spent it with my dog and my family. You know, my dog is on tranquilizers now because he's crazy. So I have to shoot him with the trank gun a lot. But he was good today. He was very good. It was a very wonderful Christmas. I got him a toy and everything, and he was very happy. I must say it was one of the least stressful Christmases that I've had recently. So that was good, brother.
That's good. That's good.
Amen.
Amen,
amen, brother.
I'm sorry. Can we talk about the homeless blowjob thing that's been going around? Kenny, haven't you been going around? Didn't you guys go around and kind of hand out food to the homeless people?
No, I did not go around handing out any flyers.
You were giving
food,
out
remember
like
that?
Food to the homeless, Kenny.
Yeah. I'm getting reports in right now. As a matter of fact, that's what's happening. People just emailed me and they said what happened. There may be some confusion. It's when you were handing out. Or maybe it was 24 hours handing out the food. You were only giving the food if you allowed them to, if they allowed you to give them fellatio.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to email this guy back because that sounds, it sounds crazy. But,
so you didn't demand fellatio. You just gave out the food, right?
Right. We just gave out the food.
Okay. What kind of food did you give out, Kenny? Did you give out like baked hams or some chicken?
It was turkey dinners. Okay.
Oh, turkey dinners. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, with all the trimmings.
Oh, Kenny, how did you afford all that, brother? That sounds expensive.
It was everything was donated to charity.
Oh. Can I donate?
Oh, I just got another email. I just got another email.
Okay. Oh, amen.
I'm sorry. It says, okay, so I see what's happening. Ken, I guess what they're saying is that, in fact, one of the sides that you were offering were sausages, and you were actually presenting your penis as one of the sausages.
No.
Is this correct?
No.
Okay, hold on. Let me write back. That's not... Stop making up lies. Okay. All right. I just sent it back. That's. I don't know what to believe anymore. I'm sorry. Go ahead, DC2. Apologies.
Oh.
Can we jump in here
real quick? Oh.
Hey.
Kenny?
Hey. DC.
Oh. Uh-oh. What did I do? What did I do?
Hey, DC. It's me, Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, wanting to wish you a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas to you, Tony F.
Thank you much. And I just want to clarify something that y'all were discussing earlier about, you know, fellatio and the food to the homeless and da 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 da. We actually gave food to families, mothers without husbands. You know, it was that kind of situation. We gave to families. We didn't go out into the streets giving food to the homeless. We gave food to families that were, they sent their names to our organization, and we gave food to families. You know, it's Christmas, guys. Do you really think that we're out trying to give blowjobs to bums? Kenny and I are getting ready to celebrate 16 years together. We've never done anything without each other or to anybody else. And for y'all to insinuate that I use my charity functions and my charity time to get bums to let me give them fellatio is almost just so disrespectful.
Wait. For all,
y'all need to stop
that. Hold on. Wait a minute.
I didn't say you, DC. I'm just saying whoever said it. It's not
Tony,
true. I don't appreciate it. You know, that's not, you know.
Hey,
we're
Tony,
out there
can
trying
I
to help
real quick? Can I,
you know, we're
can
trying,
I say
yeah, go
real
ahead.
Quick. Okay, first of all, let me say that I agreed with you on the show earlier. I saw that you left some messages on that rat bastard Joe Gibson's show, and I totally agreed with you when it came to they should just go. You know, they've never even been to another country, so how can they talk so badly about our country? Anyways, that's just one thing. I totally agreed with you on that. Second of all, this is just an email that I received. It's kind of going around. It's at that – I saw one – I live in San Antonio, and I ended up seeing one of the flyers down at the Haven for Hope shelter. And so I don't know.
Okay, well, let me stop you right there. There were no flyers sent out from our organization. And how they would get Kenny's name on the flyers or anything else like you're insinuating is not possible, because all Kenny did was help us get the boxes and stuff together. Kenny's not actually a member of the organization that did and went out and sponsored the project. So
sure.
Nobody at the
project.
So the people we gave to don't even know Kenny's name. So there's no way they contacted anybody about Kenny, because they don't know who Kenny is. So I'm going to go back and just see this show. Y'all have a good time and enjoy yourselves.
Merry Christmas
to all of you. Bless all of you. And let's have a good show, guys. I'll be listening.
Okay, 210 is the gentleman that I was emailing from the homeless shelter, Ken. There's a 210 number, and that's the guy who was emailing me about the flyers. As a matter of fact, you can, you know, get it from him. Get the information from this guy.
From the 210 number?
Yeah, it's a 210 number. He's from the shelter.
Oh, okay. 210.
Hey, yo. This is Grover. Grover, Washington. I'm downtown. It's Grover. I'm looking for a blowjob. I might be homeless, but I still need to get my dick sucked.
Well, I'm sorry. We don't do that.
That
Kenny is,
it's a Grover.
Kenny, Grover, are you in the bathroom, brother?
I'm down at the home. I'm at the homeless shelter, Haven for Hope. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's Grover, Washington.
We don't do that, Grover. So
yeah,
God
I need
bless
you to drain my.
Shut up.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Okay, and that wasn't somebody, Grover Washington.
Kenny sounded like he was calling from a bathhouse, brother. I heard echoes.
No, he's in the bathroom, I think. Actually, it sounds like he's in the bathroom. Yeah, at the Haven place.
Kenny, that nigga took his name from the guy, the trash can in Sesame Street.
Yeah, I know.
That's a little crazy. Oh, but Kenny, before Farrar came in like a bull in a china shop, I wanted to say that I think it's really great that you're helping out the homeless and that you're doing all these wonderful things, you and Tony both. I don't know why he always thinks I'm the one that says bad stuff or whatever, but actually DC2 did not say anything negative in relation to that. I was just trying to give you credit for what you were doing, but of course he always blames me for everything because I'm black.
No, he
so,
wasn't blaming
you. Know,
that's you.
How
he
that
wasn't
goes.
Blaming you. He wasn't blaming you.
Oh, all right, whatever. Okay. Well, anyway, it's all.
Go ahead. I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead. It's okay. Go ahead, Randy.
I just and Ken, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to. I know you guys are doing good, and Tony F. He's kind of growing on me, and I know he's doing well. You know, doing good and helping the homeless community. But this gentleman, he emailed me again, and he said that when you guys were taking, during Thanksgiving, you guys were taking the you know, all the turkey and all that good stuff and all the fixings. It said it was either Tony F, and I don't think it was, or somebody that was in the group was offering these people, God, I can't know, Blumpkin pies.
No.
My God, do you know what a Blumpkin is?
A blowjob.
Well, oh God, I don't know how to say this. DC2, are you familiar with what a Blumpkin is?
Oh Lord, praise Jesus. Kenny, a Blumpkin.
Oh my God.
God forgive me. I will explain a Blumpkin, but Lord, please don't strike me down for explaining this on a godly show. A Blumpkin is. Thank you, Randy. I need all the help I can get, brother. A Blumpkin is when a man, and this is why I thought maybe, and I think Randy's right, that man was in the bathroom when he was talking, Grover, the trash can man. A Blumpkin is when you sit on the commode and another person fellates you while you're defecating into the bowl, Kenny. I tried to keep it as PG as I could, brother.
Yeah.
So that's what it said here. It said that somebody in the group was offering Blumpkins to these people, and some of those people were underage boys. And so I don't know.
Lord have mercy.
Nobody was
doing that, and so just stop with this, Randy. Stop with it. Okay,
Kenny. Wait, Kenny. This is not unfounded, because if you remember, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I think it was about two years ago, there was a similar situation at a fella named Jose's restaurant. And it was a meet and greet for Clay Douglas, and there was a lot of craziness that went on there. There's previous craziness that has gone on involving Blumpkins, and we do not want a repeat of that. That's all Randy's trying to do. He don't want a repeat of that, brother.
Well, it's not going to be a repeat of that. Okay.
Okay. Well, amen. Amen.
All right, Kenny, are there any other callers on the line? And I'm sorry, I don't want to upset you or Tony.
Jessica muted himself, so he's muted. We've got callers, but they haven't pressed the one key. Ashley gave me a message to tell everybody Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Okay.
So I'm relaying the message.
Well,
tell her
Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays to Ashley, if you're listening. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Everything is lovely. I just want to say this. I think it's disgusting the way Joe Gibson talks about Ashley. It's very clear that he wants to have sexual relations with Ashley. Ashley is not interested in that. She's a good woman or man, however you want to look at that. So, I just wanted to mention that. Much love, though. Amen. Respect.
Amen. Why hasn't Joe called in?
He's not going to call in. He's still doing his show. He's doing a two-hour show.
Show was only an hour and a half, brother.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm positive. He won't call in. He's afraid. He's afraid to call in. Because we will call him out on his nonsensical craziness and his crazy lifestyle, in that he is a rat. A cheese diet rat eating, a cheese eating rat on a diet. I can't even talk right when I talk about this man, this little man.
Yeah, he's a dirty, filthy rat who went off and tried to sue his PO because he got stabbed for being a rat. And being that you were in prison, Kenny, you understand how important it is to remain a man in prison. And obviously, Joe Gibson did not remain a man. He actually reported that he was violated when he was in prison by a handful of Latin kings because he became a rat. Now, the issue that I hold with Joe – are you okay, Kenny?
Are you masturbating?
No, I'm not masturbating.
Are you doing a Blumpkin? You're not on the toilet right now.
No, I ain't doing a Blumpkin.
Okay. Okay, I just
wanted to
ask. Yeah, and I guess Ken. So you know how it is. You know, he ended up getting raped in prison, after, you know, and now he says he tries to make it seem all romantic, like as if he was a he worked for the CIA or the government. When a CEO in prison asks you to become an informant, that means you're becoming a rat. That does not mean you are now a government official. Don't you agree, Ken?
Yeah, I agree.
And
so
Kenny,
you would agree. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, these facts aren't disputed, Kenny. He was, if you've heard Dr. Peter Paul Ventura on your own show talk about how he offered Joey up before they really got to know each other to the Latin Kings and to black groups in the prison as, they bought time, you know, with him. And basically where
right.
he was passed around the prison, you know, and so – you know, that was when Dr. Ventura was really, you know, really in a dark place. So I think we should forgive him for that. But my point is, not only is Joey a snitch, but he was also turned out in prison. So how much can you really trust a man that is a proud snitch who was turned out in prison? That's my question.
Okay, you gotta repeat that.
Oh,
did it cut out? What did you get that?
Yeah,
did
it
cut
out?
I got
in and out.
It was going in and out.
Yeah,
no,
on my side.
Mentally. Oh, I think it was just mental. You're coming in, going in and out. Anyways, I'll shorten it up for you real quick, Ken. Are you happy to be friends with a known rat? A prison rat?
What he did in the past is the past, right? And then what everybody says, guys.
But
did you? Can I ask? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, but Kenny. All your the past is that is correct. The past is the past. I will agree with that. But I would also say that your past makes you who you are presently. So yes, that's in the past, but it also contributes to the kind of I don't even want to say man that Joe Gibson is, because he's not really a man. He's like a little baby, like a man child. I think that's why he's the way he is, because he went through all that before.
This is true. I spoke to Joe Gibson, his father, Joe Gibson II, and I interviewed his dad, and he mentioned, I asked him if he was proud of his son, and he hesitated for quite some time, and he said no. In fact, he was not proud of him. He was actually quite ashamed of Joe Gibson, his son, especially being that he was given so many opportunities when he got out of prison to straighten his life out, even when he was paroled by by his PO, Mr. Woods, and he was paroled to his father's house, where his father caught him multiple times, passed out in the bathroom, smoking crack. You know,
that's
and then
true.
He was caught, and then he admitted to his PO that he was high on cocaine, and they violated his ass. And when he went right back in prison, he went to the PC, he went to protective custody, where then his ass was violated. Again, that would be number two. He was butt fucked severely. He had his colon ruptured. He had rectal tearing, and there was feces all over the place. But I don't want to even get into that. There are photos. Maybe Mr. Sparkles could post that. I'm not sure if he was able to find that photo. But anyways, you know, there's a difference too, Ken. You know, you've done your share of bad deeds as well as we all have. But who would I rather hang out with, you or Joe Gibson? I'd rather hang out with you any day of the week, you know, instead of that rat sack of dog shit, motherfucking cock sucking piece of crap. I just get emotional. I'm sorry.
He's emotional, Kenny. It's in the past.
Sorry, it's in the past. Yeah, that was earlier. You forgive me, Ken? I'm sorry. I don't want to get upset with me. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I know. Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate you. You'd rather hang out with me.
Well, Kenny,
yeah, no, absolutely.
You're not a snitch, Kenny. You're not a snitch. And you're also not best friends with a guy that forcibly raped underage girls. So that's also good, too.
That's a very good thing. Right,
so
Cameron?
You got a lot going for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
I got another caller. Just press the one key here. Let me take this caller.
One.
Hello. Oh.
Boom. What's happening?
Somebody's having a COPD attack.
Oh, no.
And it ain't Kenny.
No.
Is that Kenny?
Ken, are you
talking? No, it's not me. It's not me.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise Jesus.
That was a caller.
A caller with some bad COPD, brother.
Kenny, can I ask you a personal question, being this blessed holy night? Being that you have OCPD, do you find it difficult to give Tony Farrar a blowjob? You know, do you find it difficult, or maybe whoever you're giving it to, homeless people, Tony, that 61-year-old man, whatever it is, do you ever have difficulty doing that?
No.
Oh, you power through it. Okay.
Let me take another caller here.
Kenny wrote the five levels of cocksucker. Oh.
Okay.
Was that Dickie Hopper?
It was a prank caller.
I wish those people would just go away. It's probably Joseph Gibson.
I'll be honest. I kind of want Grover to call back. I like Grover. At least he's honest.
I agree. He's on an Obama phone. He has, unlimited minutes.
Grover, if you're out there, brother, I am like you. I'm an African-American. Come on back. Call in, brother. Call in.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, Ken, maybe he can kind of clarify where this, where he's seen this this flyer. Because, like I said, I went there. I saw it myself. I work with the homeless community as well. I donate a lot of my time. And we don't want, let's nip this in the bud as quickly as possible, because we don't want people showing up, looking for Blumpkins or blowjobs or whatever, whatever's on that flyer. It's not, and especially if, it can't be true. I don't believe it, but it said something that, that Tony F. and somebody that he was with are the ones offering the Blumpkins to underage boys. I don't think that's true. But, Tony F. pretty well. Do you think you would ever be capable of offering up a Blumpkin?
No.
Okay. All right. Has Grover called them?
No.
That's disappointing.
Very disappointing.
Oh, yes, he just called back. Hello, Grover.
Hello.
Whoa.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, Grover?
Hey, this is Grover Washington. I'm down here in Haven for Hope. That's down in San Antonio, and I still need my balls drained.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's not going to happen here, okay?
Okay,
well,
what about
that's a fly.
You're misinformed. It's false news. It's not going to happen. I didn't make that flyer up.
Down here today.
Okay, and somebody else did.
Well, you didn't quit talking over me. You sound like Joseph Gibson talking over everybody.
Kenny, you trying to say something.
Yeah, how do you know about Joseph Gibson? You're not from the homeless shelter. Okay, so just stop it.
I'm
Stop.
Down here at Haven for Hope. And
no,
I,
you're not.
I'm standing here. I'm down here. Yeah, I am. I got to get my balls drained. There's a sign up down here.
Well, it's not going to happen.
God's rainbow.
It's not going to happen. Goodbye.
Spots
Kenny, wait, don't hang up on him.
And Hopper. responsible for Keith Hopper down here. Keith Hopper. God's Rainbow Ministries.
Ken Hopper.
God's Rainbow Ministries owned by Kent Hopper down here. Hello? I need my balls drained.
Well, good luck with that because it's not going to happen here. Okay?
Your liar's a lie. You are a liar and you're a fake and you're phony. You mislead.
Goodbye.
Kenny.
God.
Kenny, where's your Christmas spirit, brother?
I ain't got no Christmas spirit for bullshit.
He's a homeless guy, Kenny.
He's a homeless man, brother. He's down on his luck.
That's where he needs to be.
Kenny, do not talk about homeless people like that. That's very disrespectful, Kenny.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be sitting there and made a fool out of him. And he ain't no damn homeless person. He knows too much about Joseph Gibson. He knows things. It's rude.
To the show.
It's a rude.
Yeah,
he's not a homeless person.
We mentioned it to him. He was listening to your show. I mean, because the flyer, I have a copy of it, right? I should send it to you. It shows you. It gives the times that you and what's his name? I'm sorry, Joseph Gibson are going to be on. So that's what he's mentioning. But it is offering up free fellatious acts.
Okay, wait a minute, Kenny. Are you saying that Randy, on the line right now, Randy is a liar? Because that's what I'm taking from this.
No, I don't think you're saying that. You're not saying that, are you?
I'm telling you, Grover Washington is not homeless. Okay.
But Grover Washington is homeless. He read your flyer, Kenny. And you're saying, Kenny, he's not. Kenny, he read your flyer, brother. He is homeless.
That's very sad. Is there anything we can do to help him, Kenny? Anything? I mean.
No.
I don't want to, I'm no lawyer, but I feel like as if you're opening yourself up to litigation because of misrepresentation.
I didn't represent myself in that at all. Okay.
Do you think it was that, Kenny, if this is going to continue,
I'm going to end the show.
Wait, Kenny, let me ask you a question. Do you think it was the 16-year-old kid that lives with you that wrote that?
I don't have a 16-year-old kid
maybe.
Who lives with me.
Wait, what?
I don't have a 16-year-old kid that lives with me.
Oh, that's right, he turned
17.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's 17.
Kid.
No, he's 61.
That was a while ago. He's 17 now. So, I mean,
I'm sorry, man. I just got a bad judge of time, Kenny.
Yeah, DNC they kind of dropped the ball on that. 17 now. But can we talk to him? And I bet you that's who wrote up this flyer. And because now the homeless community is going to get in an uproar. There are, quite a large homeless community in San Antonio. And, God, I don't know what to say. I mean, what are you gonna do about that, Ken? I mean, your address is actually on the flyer. I don't know if they want. I hope they don't start showing up. What I'm worried about. Would you? Let's say if the guys just watch because they are in the homeless shelter. They do have access to showers. If they showed up smelling nice, smelling like Jacquard.
No.
But like Jacquard though, the black bottle, Jacquard, fancy, got some good stuff. He's relatively handsome, nicely manscaped. Would you not consider?
No.
But your OCPD wouldn't get in the way. You said that earlier. I mean, just a little bit, just to tongue his balls or something. Just something to get him through the holidays.
No.
Oh. I don't know what to say.
I've never heard Kenny play this hard to get in my life. It's crazy.
I'm gonna end the show, guys. Goodbye. God bless.
What's wrong with you? Why are you doing this?
Because there's no point in the show, and you only want to talk about Felatio. okay?
Kenny, I don't want to talk about fellatio. I want to talk about the Lord. But somebody is passing around a – you know what, Randy, from now on, we see something about Kenny, just don't even mention it to him.
Okay, all right. I won't say anything. Don't say a damn word.
If you see a picture of him gangbanging a mule, don't say nothing to him. Just that way we don't get in any trouble.
Yeah, I don't want to get on your bad side, Kenny, and I'm sorry. It's just as loyal listeners and I would consider myself a friend. I don't know. It's just whenever I see something bad come up about you, I want to bring it to your attention so we could kind of nip it in the bud and identify the source so that we can, you know, say, hey, you need to stop that. You know.
Well, there's no way to identify the source because, okay, nobody from this house did it. Okay, period. Okay.
No, because I want to tell them straight up. I'm going to be like, hey, Tony and Ken are not sucking you homeless dick. They're fucking, and if I saw them, I'd be like, hey, you motherfucking cocksucking sack of shit, motherfucking piece of dog shit, cum infested motherfucker. Don't you talk about Ken like that. Or Tony, and if they said it about Tony Ferrara, I'd say, hey, listen here, you motherfucking shit-eating fucking dog fucking cat ball licking, vomiting a fucking homeless person's mouth and punching in the dick, asshole. Don't talk about him like that. You know, I'm that's what
he's
I would say.
He's very passionate. He's very passionate, Kenny. And I have to say, he's quite a wordsmith, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Kenny.
Ken?
Yeah.
Kenny?
Go ahead.
Wouldn't it be, Kenny, if you didn't blow the man, if you didn't blow Grover, wouldn't that be considered a hate crime?
Oh.
No.
No?
You're kind of saying no because he's black and homeless. That's kind of like a twofer, racist. It's a twofer. Let me just put it this way. Yeah, even Jesco wouldn't go that far. Is Jesco still on the line?
Yeah, he's still on the line, but he's still muted.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, are you Jesco, there? Okay.
What do you think about this, Jesco?
Well, I mean, really, whites can be, like, sued or whatever if they refuse to, you know, bend over backwards for every whim and wish that a, you know, colored has. So they might be on to something.
Well, he wouldn't even have to bend over backwards. He'd just have to bend over frontwards, like get on his knees.
Right.
That's all.
At the knees. Right.
That's only half, really.
Hey,
that's
you know, hey, I was also wondering, not to change the subject, though, but Was Jason in town in San Antonio for Christmas?
No.
Yes.
Or
No, he wasn't in town.
Just for Thanksgiving, then, I guess.
No, he wasn't in town for Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Oh,
I'm confused.
I
heard. Oh, Kenny, you okay? Kenny, breathe.
Yeah.
Is your heart rate? Is your blood pressure kind of getting up there? I'm sorry. We didn't mean to kind of upset you, you know? We just don't want to get you in trouble. We want to make sure that you're aware of all the situations that
I'm
are
aware
transpiring.
Of it now, okay? I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I already told you what I would say to them, right? So.
Okay.
Jenny, I know what it was. Jason was in town for Hanukkah, not Christmas. He was in town for Chanukah.
No. Jason was not in town for Hanukkah either.
Kenny, you know a lot about this fella. How do you know him so well?
I just know him from on here. That's it.
So you know
how
he's
long,
not Jewish?
We all know.
Oh.
How long has Jason been a caller into GRM?
Yes.
Well, he's been calling in for a couple months now.
It reminds me of a drunk black Spencer.
Ken,
he's
would
like,
you mind just so that I can verify and prove to you that he is actually a registered sex offender? Maybe you can just provide me with his phone number and I can go ahead and, you know, go ahead and clarify.
I don't have his phone number.
You don't have his phone number?
No.
Ken, it's Christmas.
You haven't.
And you should.
You haven't screenshotted the queue while you've done your show.
I don't write people's numbers down. Okay.
Yeah, but
I
didn't
know he's got a 912 area code.
And it seems like you're kind of, you shouldn't, this is a godly show and you're lying right now, Ken.
No, I'm not.
Oh, man. First you lie about the BJs, now this.
Kenny, the circle of trust, Kenny.
I don't have his number written down. I just know his number, his area code is 912.
910?
Wait, 912?
Yep.
Or nine. I thought you said
910. He said.
912.
Kenny.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. 912.
So what's the rest of it? I'm writing it down. Okay, 912.
I don't have the rest. I don't have the rest.
You just. You said you took a screenshot of it, Ken. Come on.
No, I didn't say I took. I can't take a screenshot of anything.
You said you took a screenshot of it in the queue.
No. I didn't take a screenshot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, are there any other callers?
I just want to... Here's an interesting little tidbit here for you. This is more about Joe Gibson than it is Kenny, but, you know, Joe would talk about all these callers he has called in and all this type of stuff. I'm like, hey, Joe, you got that much going on? Why don't you take a screenshot? You know, let us all see, you know, all these callers in the queue. But he never does, you know, so.
Of course he doesn't. Because he has no
The max callers a person can have in a two-hour show, okay, is 50 callers. Max.
Not him. Apparently he can have 300 callers.
No. It's only 50 callers.
Joe Gibson plan.
Okay. And if you got a three-hour show, the maximum you can have is 100 callers.
Oh,
interesting.
You are very wise. You know that? You're very wise.
Did you know that they have show listens now tracked on the BTR pages? No? So you get all-time listens and everything?
Yeah, I see that now.
Ken, okay, so I have, okay, Jason, 912. Okay, what's the rest of it? 912.
I don't have the rest of it.
I know you have it on the screenshot. Just if you
no,
just
I don't.
Look at
I never took a screenshot.
And then
my computer doesn't work like that.
And
I don't have a screenshot.
No, not a screenshot. A screenshot, like a shot.
I don't have a screenshot.
Or
none of that.
No, not screen yop. Screenshot. And
I don't have
right
a screenshot.
Screenshot.
No.
Screenshot?
Screenshot. Ken.
I don't have a screenshot
screen
of anything.
Hop. Scene hop.
No. Kenny, screen sop.
A screen sop? What?
Oh, my God, Ken. Come on.
I don't have a screen shot, sop, or sap, or anything else.
No. Kenny, I don't know if I'm saying this right. Listen, screen bop. So if you can, I'm getting frustrated. I'm sorry. I get really emotional.
Can you spell it, Randy?
Jason.
Spell it.
912. What?
That's all I have. It's 912.
Is the second
God.
Part 651, Kenny?
No, I don't know. I don't have it.
236.
No. I don't have the number.
No. It's 8. So 912. I think you said 815.
651.
Ken.
6969.
I don't know.
Jason. 912, and then look at the screen top, and you can just look at it real quick, and on there it'll say his name, the person who you always you look over, you know it's him. Just provide the seven numbers, please.
You know his number, Kenny. Stop lying, man. Come on, brother.
I don't know his number. I'm telling you. I don't have it written down.
Kenny, every time you see him in the queue, you say, oh, I see Jason. He's in the queue.
Because
you
know
his number.
912. I know the 912.
Oh, man, this is Christmas, and you're lying right now. It's I don't know what to do anymore.
Kenny,
when I see 912, I know it's Jason. He's the only 912 caller I have.
But couldn't the 912 be from that from Wanda? She's in Georgia.
No. Wanda's full.
Oh,
Kenny,
well,
you're stuttering.
Down.
Kenny, stop stuttering, man. You're lying.
No, Wanda is 404. I'm not lying. I don't have his number.
Kenny, listen to Randy, man. Come on, brother.
I don't have his number.
Ken, listen. Ken, please just listen to me for the love of Jesus Christ. Jason, 912. What's the
okay.
Rest?
Well, listen. Okay.
Kenny, 912.
I don't have the number.
He wants the movies from Alaska.
And even if he did, he wouldn't give it to you. Now get over it.
And if I,
oh,
I couldn't give it to you. Okay?
Controlling the
show.
Because
put him in the crate.
It's against
put him in the crate.
The law.
Why are you I feel like I'm losing weight just listening to Tony Ferrara's voice. Am I getting sick?
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, everybody, okay, I want to say God bless you.
I'm going to play a Christmas song first.
Oh.
You want me to play a Christmas song?
Yeah, play a Christmas song.
912.
Shut it down.
Look
over. Something like that.
912.
Jingle Bells by Barbara Streisand.
Shut up. Tony F. You don't run the show. It's Ken's show.
Ken, I hope they feed you in that crate.
Yeah, stop offering blowjobs to homeless people, Tony. You're giving Ken a bad name. We know it's you. You're the one going out there offering these poor homeless people blowjobs.
Yeah, except the black guys at the homeless.
No, he gives it to them all. He's been caught. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to start a problem between him and Ken. But he's the one offering up Blumpkins to all these underage boys, some of these older gentlemen in the shelters. He's jamming down his throat like crazy. And that's why the flyer is out there, and it's unfortunate.
Well, it does look heinous. We all know that.
Nice top one.
Yeah.
Okay,
Sam,
hold on.
I've
got to bring on a
call. It is him. He's – okay, go ahead.
111, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, is this Ken?
Yeah, this is Ken. Ken. Hey, Bogart.
Hey, I just read your flyer, honey, and I was fixing the swing by.
I told you, Ken. I told you. You thought this was a joke. It's not a joke. It's out there. It's out
there.
No up on your white collar.
There is a flyer, Kenny. Three people have it.
Hey, Ken, is it cool if I swing by and, you know, pull my dick out? Oh.
Bogart, no.
Who?
Wait a minute, Kenny, are you being homophobic
Patrick.
Now?
Hello?
Kenny.
No, he's being homeless homophobic. Homophobic.
That's double the trouble, Kenny. What's wrong with you, man? Come on, brother.
Boga, are you in the San Antonio area?
Yeah, I'm just outside of the Haven for Hope shelter. Just outside of the bathhouse, I just got a shower.
Did you see Grover? Did you see the black man Grover?
Maybe. I don't know. There's a lot of blacks at the shelter these days.
How many people are looking at the flyer?
Oh Jesus! It's probably at least like 100 that pass by there. It's just like they're out front. It
kind of sounds like he's getting horny. Kenny getting horny?
Rainbow Ministry.
Kenny, you're not jacking off, are you right now?
Santa Claus Santa Claus like there, and yeah.
Ooh.
Kenny's jacking off.
No, I'm not.
It's Christmas,
I'm getting
Kenny.
Pissed.
No, don't get upset. Again, you're blaming us, and I'm the one telling you. I originally told you there was a flyer out there, Kenny. There's a flyer out there saying that you're offering up blowjobs to homeless people, and it, I think somebody within your
organization is what it says, spreading Christmas cheer.
Yes. And it says the worst part. It says come one, come all, but C-U-M, and then
yep.
It has your address. I'm not going to read the address because you get mad at me, so I'm not going to say anything. But it has your address on that flyer. Come one, come all, come on.
Okay.
You think Rico?
If he shows up,
did that?
I think Kent might be behind it. You think it was Kent?
Mm. It sounds like Kenny's actually willing to do it. Kenny,
no,
which,
I'm not willing to do nothing.
A couple for the team. If you could just take a couple for the team, it's not. You've done it before. It's not like as if this is something crazy. These guys have showered. Bogart,
I mean,
you said you're freshly showered, right?
This
man.
Is Patrick. It's not Bogart. Patrick. Okay.
Oh.
Hello, Patrick.
Oh. Hi, Patrick. I'm sorry. You said you were freshly showered. Right? Would
exactly.
you say you're well-groomed down below?
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. I trim my pubes every day.
And Kenny, Grover said he just wanted his balls drained, man. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah. Goodbye.
No.
Oh.
Kenny.
Good night,
everybody.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, man, Kenny. No, you're going to end up in your
don't
crate.
Do this.
They're going to put yourself in the crate, Kenny.
Kenny, you have time still. You don't have to do this.